Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 45. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program.
I'm doing the continuation of a piece of literature that I've written. This is part two of Another Pearl Harbor. And this part really gets into how Pearl Harbor, that was all planned, and also 9/11 was also planned. Here in the United States, there's so much proof of that from government agents that have repented. And people in the administration were actually in part of it. It's the same old story that the Vatican, these people are all Catholics, the Bushes and all of them, and they're just doing what the Vatican, which is Satan's cult, tells them to do. And man, they make everybody that is born of the Spirit Christian, they make them to be the worst cult. And here they're the ones that the Bible said is responsible for every abomination on the face of this earth. So you needn't look any further than Rome and its affiliates, which are like a spider web around the entire earth. But thank God for the Word of God that we're able to know these things, to know the Word of God, know God by reading His Word, and people just from the government confirmed these things, people that were in the government, and I knew it anyway from the Bible. When you see such abomination, you see them attacking the very name God, the Word of God, and anyone that's a Christian, you know that you're living in Satan's world. And so the Lord is about to destroy it. Because even though it's Satan's world, it is the Lord's earth. The earth belongs to the Lord. When it says world, that means world system. And the world system is secular, and it is led according to the Word of God, and the Word of God is God, and the Word of God is infallible. It's led by that great red dragon, the devil. So you needn't look any further as to who the God is and who the devil is, or Satan. But this is the part that's going to get in and tell some details of the truth of these things that have been revealed from the Lord to me and also confirmed by many government agents that have repented and become members of the body of Christ. We also have a couple of letters, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord. Father God, we thank and praise your name for immortality, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, which reveals your personality, your character, the way you really are. You're not just an Alfred E. Newman type God that just loves and smiles all the time, but you're a God that loves, hates, is full of anger, wrath, and judgment. And Lord, we ask that you continue anointing with your outward anointing, which is the anointing for the ministry, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that you'll continue opening up the spirits, the minds, the hearts, the souls of every hearer, that they may learn the truth and then obey it, that they may hear the truth and obey it, and that it may enter the truth into their heart. You are the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto God and enter the kingdom of heaven but through you, Christ, Lord Jesus, Savior, King of kings, Lord of lords, the Almighty. No one. Anyone attempting to enter the kingdom of heaven other than through you is a thief and a liar. There's only one name given among men whereby we absolutely must be saved, and that's the name of Christ. That's your name, Jesus. And so we pray that everyone will learn of you now and receive you now and begin worshiping and serving you now and seeking you by opening your word and reading. Because when we open the word of God, we're seeing you. We no longer have to look any further. We know that this word is you. And the more we read of you, the more we know you. And if we love you, if we love the Word of God, then we love you. If we despise the Word of God that tells us to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow you, then we know we hate you. And there's nothing left for us to hope for but a horrible judgment and a horrible eternity of hell in the lake of fire. Father, we ask that you reveal these things to the unsaved and that they accept you. Because if they don't accept you, they're only hurting themselves, not you. And that the church will come back to you and become zealous instead of lukewarm or fallen away. And that they will be brought back up to where they must be, full of zeal, vigilance, and diligence, and that they will begin again to serve you with zeal, and that they be strengthened through this message in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Here, let's hear it.
Thank you, Brother Tony, for your expose on the Pope. The Lord, by His Spirit, has shown me many things over the 30 years as a believer in Jesus. And the Catholic Church and the Bushes and most government officials are a part of it. So I share your exact beliefs. I have a problem that maybe you can help me with. I am not a part of a church group right now. Most Christians and myself and organized churches, even Bible teaching ones and me, differ. Mostly, they are all 501c3 tax exempt, so they are not disclosing truth. And a lot of Bible believers...
Well, the reason that he or she is saying this is because if you're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, which we were, because the Bible says that the people of God, it says it in the Old Testament, are not to pay taxes. So originally we went into that mode where we got ourselves a tax-exempt status. But then when you do have a 501c3 tax-exempt status, then you must not preach against homosexuality. You must not preach against abortion. You must not reveal the things of the world government. You must not attack Rome because it's Satan. You must not do any of those things or to tell what sin really is, because the actual Antichrist government wants everyone to live in a society that is humanistic. They just say no one can be saved, there's no power of God, and if you get involved in telling people what God says, you're making everybody in the world uncomfortable. And then that's what causes wars. They don't say, the Vatican doesn't say, the Roman Catholic cult doesn't say that they're the ones that are the mother of every abomination, they're the ones that cause every war. They try to blame it on the born-again, spirit-filled Christians. They burn them at the stake. They have fed them to the lions down through the years. They've nailed them to crosses. They were the ones that nailed Christ to the cross, the Roman Catholic cult soldiers. So she's saying, you know, if they're a 501c3, and so therefore they can't tell the truth, and so therefore I'm in a church that can't tell the truth, because they don't want to lose their 501c3 tax-exempt status. We had founded the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation, and they took that tax-exempt status away. And then we had the Music Square Church Incorporated, which was also 501c3 tax-exempt status, and they took that away. And so it's because we preach that homosexuals will spend eternity in hell. And it's because of the fact that we say that Rome is mentioned in the Bible as being where Satan sits. That's his seat there. And many other things. If you'll read my website, you'll see all the things that I've said that cause these two tax-exempt status organizations to be taken away by the government, by the Antichrist government. So they're totally against the Word of God or anyone that preaches it. They threw me in prison on false charges. They've fabricated stories. They've used unbelievable character assassination against me. But yet the Lord is still with me, and I'm going to continue on until the Lord takes me or until the time I go up into the kingdom of heaven. I'm not worried about them whatsoever, because I fear God far more than I do the entire world government. Some people say, you're so bold. It isn't that I'm bold. It's just that I fear God so much because He told me and showed me His power and what He would do to me if I didn't preach the gospel. The Apostle Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not this gospel. He said that he would be a castaway. In other words, he'd be slung into hell just like the rest of the people that call themselves Christians, that love the tax exemptions from the people, the government, more than they love God. Now, you people out there that are giving money to tax-exempt organizations because you get a write-off for it, you're not giving it to the Lord. You should trust the Lord and give your money to an organization that's really of the Lord so that God can bless you rather than the government. Because God blesses you 100-fold with everything that you give to His church, and the government, all they're trying to do is send your soul to hell. It's Satan's government, and don't you doubt that a bit. All right, you want to continue on with this letter where she says, all these churches I go to, I disagree with them. They're afraid to tell the truth. And the fearful and unbelieving shall spend eternity in the lake of fire with Satan and all of his angels, and all those that are afraid to speak out, fearful, and you don't believe God, but you believe Satan. Don't call yourself Christians if this is the way you are, because God will show you. He'll tell you, I never knew you. You're a wretch. You're evil. Depart from me, you wicked, into everlasting damnation. Darkness, weeping, gnashing on your teeth, chewing on your tongue for pain. Then what?
And a lot of Bible believers in the church are so enamored with President Bush, I shudder by that.
Well, President Bush is an out-and-out Catholic. He's built many monuments unto the Pope and would never cross him, would never speak out against Rome or the Pope. Never in a million years. Then what?
What can I do?
Well, what can you do? You just come to where the Lord is, where the Lord's people are. Now, where's she from, Phoenix?
Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Okay, well, that's all you can do. I mean, the Lord, when he was here in just one human body, if people wanted to be where the Lord was and away from all the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes and all the phonies, they had to go where Jesus was. Amen?
Amen.
When I was a young person, I thought, well, I'm going to be in movies. So I'd ride horses and everything, and I'd even fall off of them pretending like I'd be shot or something like that. And so my dad said, look, if you want to be in movies, you're out here in Montana, go where they make movies. If you want to go fishing, go where the fish is. So I moved to Hollywood. Then when I saw the slow way that they make movies and how boring it is, I decided not to do that. And so I wound up being in the promotional field and all that sort of stuff. Now that I'm saved, if you want to be where the Lord is, then go where the people of the Lord are. We have a place in Southern California, which is nearer to her than us in the Arkansas area, in Fort Smith and around near Texarkana, in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and the hundreds of other churches that we have throughout the world. We have many hundreds of distributors here in the United States, and whether they've started a church, now some of them I believe have started churches, but, you know, just read our website, listen to my messages on radio, and I'm soon supposed to be going on television. One of the big networks wants me on, so how long that'll last, I have no idea, but we'll just give it a go. All right, then what?
Where do I go to worship or have fellowship? I am disabled due to an attack on my life, but yet I live by the grace of our Lord. Is there an underground church here? I am sure.
No, but there's above ground church over here. We're not going underground. I'm not afraid of the devil. The Lord destroyed the devil, and you can come here, and it doesn't matter if you're handicapped. We'll keep you. If you keep the rules and you obey everything that the Lord has told us to have in our church, you're welcome here just like any other person that really is of the Lord and wants to get out of this namby-pamby, false, quote, Christian, unquote, regime in the world today. All right, then what?
I am sharing what I know with as many as will listen, which is small in number. Keep me in your prayers, and any info would be most helpful.
Right, small in number. The Bible says, straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and very few there's going to be that's going to enter the kingdom of heaven. God forewarns us of that. There's a lot of unruly people that have no place in heaven. There's no place for them, and they're not going there. Then what?
Your sister in Christ, Lucille from Prescott Valley, Arizona.
All right, sister, praise the Lord. Make sure she gets a copy of this tape if we have her address. Okay, and then what?
This is from Nigeria. Okay. Dear World Pastor, I thank God for your ministry, which reaches many people every day with your testimony and the truth, that is, Christ Jesus, who you preach. I received your literature, Mass Suicide and Earthquake, that you mercifully sent to me. May the Almighty God continue to bless you and prosper your ministry in Jesus' name. I thank God that by the reading of your literature, many have been blessed. They keep coming to me for more literature, so we are strengthened spiritually by reading them. Pastor Alamo, 70% of my city hasn't heard about you at all. That is why when I first read your literature, I was changed spiritually to sacrifice myself by making sure the news gets to my people. So before the second coming of the Messiah, I would like your message to reach every corner of my city, by the special grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor, I was even trying to translate some of your literature to my own language now, so when I finish translating it, I will send a copy to you before printing it. I pray that God will give me more and more wisdom to carry it out. Amen. Pastor, after speaking the word of God to many people, I now find out that some people have no Bible, so I will be very happy if you can send me Bibles, newsletters, and the Messiah according to Bible prophecy.
He sent at least a dozen Bibles and at least a dozen Messiah books. We have the Messiah book in a lot of different languages, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, Greek, and of course English. I haven't got time to mention all the languages, but just write or call or look up our website and you'll see all the different languages that we have, the literature and the Messiah book, which is literature also. And many people are saved by that literature. A Jewish person, if they read the Messiah book, I believe they are fair-minded people, they'll be saved. All right, and then what?
I've never received any of your cassettes. I'll be very happy if you can send me your cassettes and the sweatshirts that you said you'd like to send me.
Right, be sure to mention if you want a CD or a tape cassette, because we have both. All right, and then what?
May the God of grace continue to bless his ministries in Jesus' name. I give glory to God who has chosen his people, his loving ones, to join me in carrying out Christ's message that you are sending to me and other anointed children of God. Please pray for God's blessing upon us as we are spreading the gospel to others, and we are all well praying for you. Please, Pastor Alamo, I'll be very happy if you can kindly permit our ministry to be under the Alamo Christian World Ministry.
Oh, you definitely have my approval for that, and I pray that everyone in the Christian world will pray for this brother, that God blesses him. I'm sure he will. This person is a true man of the Lord. And I just pray that every one of those people in that city will receive our literature, and let's just stock him up with plenty of it so he can witness to everyone in the whole city. All right, then what?
Pastor, we really need your support, and we pray that we will never disappoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hoping to hear from you soon, yours in Christ, SD from Kogi State, Nigeria.
Praise the Lord. All right, now here we have the continuation of another Pearl Harbor.
People who study the scriptures know that there are very few mysteries of God left. God's word says, all peace shall be taken from the earth.
Can't you see that that's happened now? A lot of people were not afraid of the, quote, terrorists, unquote, but now they're beginning to be fearful of the real terrorists, the living God. So people wonder, what shall we do to get right with God? Just repent of your sins. If you don't know what sin is, read the Word of God, and you'll see, or read my website, and you'll see. And just repent of it and begin serving the Lord. Learn the Bible, read the website, because what God has done has given me the ability to be able to condense the Bible quickly so that when you read the Bible, you'll be able to understand it a lot better. Everyone tells me that, so I know that that is true. So that's the way to do that. Then go ahead.
That was Revelation chapter 6, verse 4.
What was Revelation?
That God's word says, all peace shall be taken from the earth.
Can't you tell? Now do you feel any peace around?
No.
And I'll tell you one thing. This is just the beginning. It's going to get worse. And every time that I tell you that, I'm not going to become a false prophet to try to impress you, because that wouldn't do me any good at the judgment bar of God. I'm telling you that you might be next, all right? Because it's a pestilence. You could be catching some kind of disease. Those of you that are listening may have. 9 chances out of 10 is that you do have some sort of disorder, and life-threatening disorder as well, and that you may be in a lot of trouble in many different ways. Repent and believe the gospel and be saved, and God will deliver you. Then what else?
God's word says, all peace shall be taken from the earth. This has already happened to the wicked. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20 through 21. Today we can see the very end of the setting up of the abomination that maketh desolate before our very eyes. Daniel chapter 12, verse 11. This shows how close we are to the last seconds of time. Jesus said, when we see this, it is the end of time. It's here, the abomination that maketh desolate. Today, the secular powers that be have made reading the Bible a sin. It is against their secular law. This is one of the abominations that maketh desolate. Daniel chapter 11, verse 31.
Makes you so desolate that you can't go to heaven, that you'll have to spend eternity in hell. A desolate is like a desert is desolate. I believe that's where they got the word desolate. And then we've got the word desert because it's desolate. Okay, then what?
They have made praying a sin because it is against their secular law. This is another abomination that maketh desolate. They know that when we pray, God comes to our defense.
When we pray, the Lord hears, and he answers. And they don't want you to pray that God will put an end to this, to destroy this secular organization. The Bible says that he's going to destroy it. He's going to put it in people's hearts to destroy it. The Bible says that the Vatican and Rome, that area there, is going to be burnt up, and the smoke is going to ascend up, and people are going to weep because of the fact that this organization, this satanic Antichrist organization, is so deep into commerce, buying and selling and making money, and it's all about money. It's what it is, and ruling the world. And they try to make it that it's the Jews. They made a false document of the protocols of the elders of Zion, which is a phony document made by the Vatican and planted on some Jew. Then they killed the Jew and placed his body in a house of prostitution, which says that the Jews are trying to take over the world. If you ever went to Israel and lived there, you'd know how poverty-stricken those people are. Go to Rome and see how much money they've got over there in the Vatican banks and how they control everything, and that the presidents and kings of the world are bowing and scraping and kissing their feet and their ring, and see all the different places that are Vaticanite organizations here in the United States, such as wine and booze companies and beer companies and all that, and they're tax exempt, you know. And so if you want Antichrist to be a tax exempt and for you, probably a huge chunk of your salary to be going for taxes to just bolster them and to establish Satan in the earth, and that you love doing that, well, then realize that you cannot enter heaven, all right? It's impossible. And so, of course, they are angry at me telling you these things, but how long will you be deceived? The Lord says that the entire world will be deceived, and it is. Just look at you. They're adoring these Vaticanites, these people that get up and make, they don't even make speeches. They have Vaticanites write the speeches for them. And even when they're reading them or they memorize them, they're stuttering and stammering, and they just don't mean what they say. You know one thing, when people are ordering the bombing of other countries using secular weapons, that they can't be of the Lord. The Bible says that the people, the Christians' weapons of warfare are not carnal. They're not bombs, bullets, planes, tanks, or anything like that. It's the word of God. And so when you see a president, any president, say that they're Christians and they're ordering the slaughter of people and they're saying we have to stay there until we take over, what would you do if those people came over here and started bombing our schools and taking our children, if they started bombing us and killing innocent people on the streets? Wouldn't you want to really get angry at them too? And that's liable to happen, because if you keep antagonizing people, they're going to do that. And then they help them bomb the federal building over here in Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center and all other types of things. There's actually videotapes out, and I can't see that well, but they are saying that those, quote, planes, unquote, that rammed into the World Trade Center were not planes at all. They were rockets. And they have stills of them hitting the World Trade Center, and there's no windows in those, quote, airplanes, unquote, which means they are rockets, and the people, they've tried to make it look like they were suicide people. These things were, according to this tape that we have, was sent into those buildings by remote control. Well, we have model airplanes that are flown. They take off and land by remote control, and it's for sure the government has rockets that can hit those buildings. Well, they say, what about that airplane that crashed over in one of the other states? Well, I'm sure they could find a couple of suckers to kidnap people and do that, but this was a sophisticated thing, and federal agents were definitely involved. And this tape tells how that FBI agents got their people out of the building before it was blown up in Oklahoma City. They got their children out of there. And they also did the same. They saw federal agents get into these buildings over at the World Trade Center, and that those buildings were laced, just as you see on the news where different buildings are blown up. They pancake them down by placing dynamite charges throughout the building to where they strategically come down in a pancake fashion. like a stack of pancakes. And that's exactly what happened to the World Trade Center. So they said, and many witnesses that were in the building that got out stated that they heard blasts throughout the building. A plane crashing in or a rocket crashing into those buildings could not have caused that pancake effect, according to these tapes that happened at the World Trade Center. They said it was an inside job, and they strategically had different people in the administration at different places, at school houses and here. And they had pictures of them looking like, you know, well, we'll just wait a little while. We knew it was going to happen all the time. There were guilty looks on their faces. My God, come on, wake up. So that gave us the excuse to go over there and bomb and to take over that country. And they say it was for oil, it's for oil and for rulership. Okay, then what?
For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye would be followers of that which is good? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 through 13.
Okay, I see that our time is up.
It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 45.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is Pastor Tony Alamo. Don't fail to tune in tomorrow because you're really going to have an eye-opener then. Until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.